Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Boy mocked for wearing same clothes every day until two football players step in. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Lori Pitts. Freshman Michael Todd had a pretty rough first couple of weeks at his new school thanks to bullying about clothes. His family doesn't have much money, so the young man wears pretty much the same thing every day. Thankfully, two high school football players picked up on what was going on and decided to do something so amazing it's inspiring folks all over the internet. Starting high school can be scary enough without bullying about clothes to make it worse. Sadly, though, for Michael Todd, the torment is nothing new. "I've been bullied my entire life," the teen explained. "I really don't have clothes at home. My mom can't buy clothes for me because I'm growing too fast." Kids can be so cruel, and the bullying over Michael's clothes went on for weeks at MLK College Preparatory School in Tennessee. The student bullying broke the hearts of two of the school's football players, Christopher Graham and Antoine Garrett. "When I saw people laughing at him and bullying him, I felt like I needed to do something," Christopher said. So these two boys decided to step up and reflect the love of Christ. Both Christopher and Antoine went home to their own closets and bagged up clothes to give to Michael. Antoine even gave up a pair of brand new shoes he had just received. They brought the clothes to school and surprised Michael with them. When the two football players first approached Michael, the bullied student was somber. "He was probably even worried this was some kind of prank. He wasn't even smiling or anything," Christopher recalled. But then Christopher and Antoine handed over the bags of shirts, pants, and shoes. They wanted to put an end to the bullying over clothes and atone for the part they played in it. "I told him, 'We're in the same third period, and I apologize for laughing at you, and I want to give something to you to make it up,'" Christopher explained. The act of kindness meant the world to Michael, who instantly lit up. His joy over the gift deeply touched both boys. "It was a weak moment for me. I almost cried," Antoine said. And the moment was made even more touching when Michael shared how rarely he experienced such kindness. "And then I cried at lunch when he said, 'You two are the only ones to give me a gift,'" Christopher said. Michael still lights up when he talks about what he calls the best day of his entire life.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.